I am the least of the apostles. In fact, because I persecuted the church of God, I do not even deserve the name. But by God's favor, I am what I am. This favor of his to me has not proved fruitless. Indeed, I have worked harder than all the others, not on my own, but through the favor of God. Tonight, as we this day celebrate the conversion of St. Paul, we're remembering the sick, but in particular, those who have a conversion, or those that we call a reversion, who are already baptized Catholics, but have a deeper return to the faith in a better way. And Paul is a good example for us in that. In his conversion, the Lord first struck him blind. And it was in that blindness that he spoke to him. It helped him to kind of to remove all the distractions in his life. And Jesus spoke to him, but he didn't fully understand what was happening or what the Lord was asking of him. And then it was completed with the coming of Ananias, who also had a vision of the Lord and was a little afraid to do what he was asked, to go to this Paul, who all he knew was one who was persecuting the church. But he accepted the Lord's word and went to him and then spoke to him, and Paul then came to that instantaneous understanding and accepted baptism. He was converted. And he's a good model for those who are sick, and that hope of God entering into their lives, either to come to know the Lord for the first time, to be converted, and we see this in hospitals, especially towards the end of life, when the particular illness is not going to be healed, but is going to lead to the end of life. It allows the sickness, if accepted, allows the person to reflect. To reflect on their life, but also their own relationship with God. Our conscience brings up many things. And so it is an opportunity, if we receive it and accept it, to come to know the Lord. Or if we have not lived a great life, or if we walked away from what we professed, to begin again, to recommit to that faith. But even those who are not in a terminal illness can experience God in their various afflictions if they allow God to enter into their life. These illnesses is a time of stepping away from our usual routine and to reflect, to see things anew, because we come to realize our own mortality, that we cannot solve our problems on our own, we can't overcome these things. We need the help of others. We also need the help of God. And St. Paul, in one of his letters, speaking to Timothy, says, "You can be sure of this, that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. He did not come to condemn or to destroy, but to save. And one of the ways that God can enter into our life more intimately, more assuredly, is through the cross, the various crosses of life. And illness is one of those, where we do reflect if we accept it. We reflect on our life or what God is doing. And we come to a deeper understanding through the help of others. In hospitals, chaplains are very important to give people that opportunity to speak about spiritual matters, that they won't speak about with the doctors and the nurses as much, and to reflect and to see that this is part of God's plan for them, to have a deeper commitment, or to come to know God for the first time, and then to be healed, like Paul was healed, and to go forth in a new way, with a new fervor and zeal to proclaim the Lord, or to come to know him for the first time, and those who are not dying but come to know the Lord may then go to a local parish to begin the whole process of the conversion to the OCIA, I think they call it these days, to get the lessons. And so Paul, in this day, we are celebrating his conversion, which had a great effect on the history of the church. Many came to know the Lord through him and through his intercession. And we pray for those who are sick that they can accept their crosses. If they are resisting them and complaining, they lose that opportunity, miss that opportunity to come to know the Lord, to see what God is doing. And as Paul tells us, that it is, you know, God's plan. It's through that cross. He comes to, and he will use our talents and abilities then for his glory. So we pray for the continuing conversion of the sick, to accept their crosses, to recognize God's presence, his strength, his help, and the reversion of those who are already baptized, to have a new zeal, to go forth and proclaim the Lord, that like Paul, they may bring the good news to many who themselves are suffering from their crosses, their situation, to receive it, to accept it, to have that peace that God brings in the midst of it, to know the Lord, and to hope in that great promise that Jesus came to save sinners, to lead them to eternal life.